Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And let me get this picture squared. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. All right. Hey, welcome, folks. Good to have you with me. Hour number two. And closed out last hour by talking to you about, look, what's gonna fix us? What's gonna change? Look, the political parties are not the answer, man. They're both corrupt. It's not the answer. Okay? What's gonna fix us is God. What's gonna fix us is an encounter with Jesus Christ. What's gonna fix us is coming back to that firm foundation. And, I am really excited. We're gonna be starting a weekly journey here together. My next guest and I, and we're going to impact culture. Now we're going to focus on the black community. We are, but I want you to understand that this is not about red, brown, yellow, black, or white. Okay. Because the issues that are prevalent in the black community, that as a white guy, I'm not supposed to talk about that. Not supposed to say anything about that. Those issues are prevalent everywhere. And when we talk about, and my brother who's with me, and I've had conversations about this, when we talk about, remember that last time that he was on, but when we talk about violence happening in one area, if we don't address there, look what happened in Highland Park. Highland Park is a result of neglecting Chicago. Mark my words. It's a result of, oh, we're not supposed to talk about that because, you know, that belongs to the woke folk. All right. I want to welcome my next guest because he was one of those woke folk, former vice president of the NAACP. He was the former, I want to say risk manager, but I know that's not the right term. But you were one of Al Sharpton's right hand guys.
Yes, I was.
And yes. Right at the National Action Now Network. And you and I talked about that because I mean, I watched the Dallas shooting that happened and a National Action Now chapter leader come on live TV and say, we were trying to kill more of them. We didn't get enough.
Well, you ready for me?
I'm ready. Now I'm ready for you because you took a journey.
Yes.
And there are things about all of this that are not necessarily what the public knows, nor me, and I get that. But it's not to support or endorse the behaviors of the things that you saw and recognized were wrong and a sham.
Well, first I want to give all praises to God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Making it possible for me to be here. And I want to thank you, Pastor Greg, and your listening audience for having me this morning. Yes, I was on the plantation. And let me explain what I mean. Because of the generations, my grandmother was a very strong Democrat woman here in Chicago. Her name was Eloise Barton, and she was the second lady ever elected to city council. And so we were Democrats under the old Mayor Daley. And that was back in the 60s and the 70s. But at that time, The communities, the black communities were self-sustained. They were good politicians, even though they were crooks, and I say both parties are, but they made and ensured the black community was taken care of. As time went on, I started to take a look at the surroundings of my community, and it just started to go down. Political leaders, the black political leaders, the Democrats here, what you want to call them, liberals, they continued to implement more government programs. It seems as though welfare was the biggest ticket for black folks. And, you know, as a son who grew up on a plantation, I always had a great work ethic. My father taught us that, you know, you work for what you want and didn't take handouts. And so I didn't even know at the time, but the values that my father was teaching me was not of the Democratic Party, but of the Republican Party. Because my father was a Republican, and I didn't quite understand that stuff. I knew my grandmother was a Democrat, and he was a Republican, but he always stated to us, know the values of the party you're voting from. And so as I got older, I started to see the community deteriorate. The Democrats continued to destroy the community, to take away liberties and rights. And so I really start to examine things. And so I became the president of the NAACP in Rock Island County. I served as the president for the South Suburban Branch in Chicago. And it was at that time when I found out the NAACP had no good intentions for the black community, but only to use it and suppress it by not really stepping up to the plate and addressing the issues that the black community have. They were more like pacifiers for the oppressors. And when I understood that and when I worked in the community and with me, there was no black or white. The NAACP serves as an organization who would help anybody that has a problem with discrimination or racial profiling. And so it wasn't until I ran into that situation where I was helping people that were not black, and it was some objections to the NAACP people aboard, and I just basically overlooked it. But I knew then that the NAACP was a sham. They didn't care about nothing about black people, but they only wanted to keep black people on the plantation in the mind as Democrats and keep them voting that way. And so after really understanding about the NAACP, I got noticed. I was with Martin Luther King III. I spoke at the 37th Redeem the Dream event. I was noticed by Al Sharpton at that time. He asked me to become a national crisis director from him. And so I agreed to it because I wanted to see. It was another step up at another civil rights organization. And so I took the step up. And when I got there with the National Action Network, it was so disorganized. There was no structure to it. Al Sharpton was basically running around, creating dissension between black folks and the rest of the world. That was something I did not condone. And it seemed like when I started to speak the truth about what we were able to do, he got offended that I was speaking the truth. And so that started our down spiral. As a matter of fact, I did a lot of work with him, helped create the First Action Network, which was a sham, which he used people to bring money in, sponsorships. None of this money from the National Action Network nor the NAACP have went back to the black community. Nobody in these organizations have said, not only we're going to fight for social change, but we're going to create economics. And that was my mission. And so when I left New York under the leadership of Al Sharpton, I started my own foundation, Living and Driving While Black, Living Conditions and Driving Conditions, were the worst for black people on the face of the planet. And so I just took out on my own, having faith that God told me to step out. I stepped out and I started connecting all over the country with people that was resonating the message of becoming a voting base. And I started to talk about voting values. And that has started to resonate across the country here, especially here in Chicago. It's a Democratic state, but we're hoping that black people who watch this show take a look and do some research about the values that both party holds. The Democratic Party holds more government, more programs, No decisions in the schools. Like, you know, they got the homosexual stuff in the schools. They believe in the political.
Well, and teaching us hate between one another, Brother David. I mean, that's the other thing, man. The minds are blowing right now all over the place. They're exploding right now because you and I are not supposed to love one another. We ain't supposed to care. We were born to not love one another according to what they're trying to force down our kids' throats. It's terrible.
Well, you know, it's a brainwashing technique. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, I was told that, you know, whites were the oppressor and that we must be warriors and we must fight against them. But that was what the government taught the old school. As I got older and I started to interact with more whites, I went to Iowa to go to college. I bought a business, the Food for Less chain. My best friend father owned that, best man at my wedding. And so I had an opportunity to interact with whites. And believe me, for the whites out here looking at this and black people, they want us separated. Mm-hmm. They don't want white, mm-hmm. blacks and Hispanic on the same page, mm-hmm. because a divided house cannot stand.
Come on.
We are at war right now with a government that we pay to destroy our lifestyle, to take our rights away. You know, I'm a patriot to this country, 15 years with the federal government as a civilian officer. I think and I breathe this country. Had it not
we
been
took
for
that
the
oath, right?
I worked,
yeah, we
I
took that oath.
Successful and disciplined.
Yeah.
And so this government now has turned against the people, and we own it. And so I'm telling white folks and black folks, let's put down this craziness. Let's put down this hate, because as you see right now with the liberals in office, they've taken this country. They've lied. They've cheated. They stole. And I keep it and I call a spade under President Trump. And I'm saying President Trump, he had this country back on track. And once Joe Biden got into here, you guys listening to me, we got $9 and $8 gallons of gas when President Trump was in office. It was $2, no more than $3. So this is where I come to tell the world, let us vote values. Let us vote for the people who have a record of doing the right thing. And we can see the liberals don't care about us. They're steady sending money to other countries like Afghanistan, the Ukraine. Joe said he want to send some more money to the Ukraine, but the American people are suffering. We came out of a pandemic. We know that it was a lie. We know the American people, we got played. So guess what? Let us play them back. Let us go to the polls. Let us vote our values. Let us put people into office who are going to respect marriage between a man and a woman and respect our families, and let it be a choice, not what somebody is being forced on us. And so that's why I'm here today, and I love my brother, Pastor Greg, for having me. I love this audience, and we're going to keep putting the message out. Remember this, no matter how bad things look, remember the three Hebrew boys, remember Daniel's in the lion's den, no matter how bad things look, God is in control, and he's shifting this thing right now. He's shifting it.
Amen. Amen. Woo!
Brother, but you know,
hey, no, it's good. It's the truth. And no, I'm excited because you started it with the fire and you talked about what needs to happen. Looking forward, what needs to happen. We could sit here and spend an entire program talking about all the things that were done wrong. We could talk about all that kind of stuff. But what we've got to really focus on is how can we make the change? Look, we gotta call young men to account. It starts with the young men, okay? It starts with how they treat the ladies. It starts with how they behave in their neighborhoods. All men, we gotta raise up a generation of godly men. We'll be back with more on that coming up right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Let me see. There we go. Get those buttons working. All right. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowry, Jr. Pastor David, tell folks, too, so we get this in, where can folks follow you and, how are you connecting with people right now? You want to connect with them through the ministry here, or how are we doing that?
We can connect through the ministry there. My number is area code 708-663-5262. Again, that's 708-663-5262. I do have a Facebook Live page if you go to David L. Lowry Jr., but we're working on that because Facebook is not kind to me. When you tell the truth, they try to shut you down, but in the future, I'm looking forward to just people can get through you, Pastor. Okay. We'll have all that stuff in place.
Yeah. But
the next thing I want to talk about is this, and I'm a pastor that goes out into the community. I just don't sit in the four walls of the church and think that praying and sitting in the church is going to bring people to God. My mission is in the world, and so I go out into the world. But what I've seen here in Chicago and what we did May 22nd of this year, the shooting and violence in Chicago is at an all-time high. There's a lot of factors on why these kids are doing what they're doing. One, a lot of them are unsure of who they are in the schools. They've been kicked out of the schools. They have no identity because what they're teaching them about the transgenders and homosexuality. Two, the children are not educated enough. They're not being taught the basics, math, science, and reading.
Right.
Especially in the Black community. But the biggest problem that we see is the lack of knowledge. Our young people now, men and women, have not made a successful transition to become a man or become a woman. Like myself, there was a rites of passage. When I was 10, my father told me I was no longer a boy, but I was a young man. So he started to treat me as a young man. He started telling me the responsibilities of becoming a young man and all the things that I would be responsible for in the future. And so same with my sisters. My mother took them and they taught them how to dress, social etiquette. All these things is what's missing today in our children, especially in the Black community. And so after seeing this murder capital, Chicago have become the neighborhood I grew up was Inglewood. So I decided that as a pastor, I was not going to just sit back and watch like so many others watch the death toll. But I got out and went into the community. I got into the worst area that it was. I enlisted the help of David Barksdale, whose father started the Black Disciples. I enlisted the son of Larry Hoover, whose father started the Gangster Disciples. And I met with them and I told them I knew their fathers and what their fathers really meant. Back in the day, it was structured. As part of a street organization, you had to get good grades. You had to know God. You had to be involved with church. You had to be a pillar in the community. You painted fences. You kept your grades above a C. And these organizations took young men and helped us become men because that's what they did for me, and I'm successful today. It's not what we see with what's killing. These are cliques. These are people, right, young men who are in men's bodies, but they don't have the mental capacity. Mm-hmm. And so I went out and talked to the shooters, me and David and Larry Hoover's sons, met with the guys who are actually pulling the triggers. And we got with them and we put them in a room and we sat down with them, and they was able to see grown men, not boys. We were there to help them and assist them. And when we spoke to them and we told them how our lives had changed and how God had blessed us and brought us out the streets and we was there for them, they returned to young boys again.
Now let me interrupt and ask a couple quick, because we're going, well, you know what, I may carry you over if you've got a little extra time this morning. I may even carry you over on this. Okay, so when you're, because one of the arguments, one of the things that they want to tell us, and we're gonna, no, not, we're got about a minute, and then we go into a break. But one of the things they say is, they say, well, look, you know, you don't understand, you know, they're oppressed, and it's all somebody else's fault, and this is all there is, and it's the only way for, you know, people to make a living down there is to bang and sell drugs and so on and so on and so on. And that's this message. So that there's a cocoon, it seems to me, that's placed, right? So that nobody gets through and does what you did, which is say, no, actually, there is a better way.
Yes.
And we can do it right here. We can do the better way. Like things like going and burning down the pharmacies and the grocery stores and the businesses and so on. That is because the handlers sent them in to do that because they saw that the neighborhood was starting to rise up and gain some independence again.
That was all under the Democratic leadership. They stoked the fires in the flame of hatred, and they let people know, especially in the Black community, you know, it was bad that Dr. King was killed, But then we burnt our own communities down, grocery stores, schools. We did all of that. It should have been handled in a different way, but the present day leadership wanted control of black people. And so they edged it on and we burnt the community down. And then here comes the government says, oh yeah, yeah, we can fix this. So now more programs and this and that. And even now to the very day, Chicago on the west side and areas on the south side have not been restored since 1968. So no economic development. And we got black leaders here. No economic development. There's nothing in place that could help our young people, and the schools have forsaken them. They're living in cars, abandoned buildings, and that's what God had me to do. We just go out amongst the young lions, have faith, and grab them and talk to them and say, I love you. I could have been you. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for our help, man. And we set this thing up May 22nd. We had over 500 people that marched.
We got to take our break. We'll be back, folks. Coming up. Yep. No, we got right into it. We're going to take our break. We'll be back with more coming up with Pastor David Lowry. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets. Wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowry, Jr. You can reach out to Pastor David. You can contact him directly, 708-663-5262, 708-663-5262. You can also email him at our contact page at chosengenerationradio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Just put Pastor David in the subject matter, and he and I are going to be working on a lot of projects together, and I'm really, really excited about doing this. So I've asked him to stay over into this segment to talk about some of the solutions of what's going on. And let me just preface some of what we were talking about a little bit in the green room, if you don't mind, Pastor David, just about the this social engineering program that has kept the black communities down, that has kept a population going backwards, not forwards, sitting at between 11% and 13%, when you have a Hispanic population that's growing and an Asian population that's growing and everybody else's population is growing, but not the black community. But I want you to understand that this has been a perpetrated, focused attack, assault by the democratic, progressive, welfare, communist, Marxist state. And it has been an experiment against the black community for the purpose of getting down the formula that they can begin to use on the rest of the country. And we are seeing that happen now. What's happening in schools, parents in Loudoun County, Virginia, and places all across the country who were awakened because of, you mentioned it, the plandemic that they put against us, the lying, the deception, the deceits. You see, the black community had already seen what happens. They'd seen these faulty injections. They'd had their people murdered by doctors that injected them with experimental poisons. They'd been down this road before. That's why the black population was the most resistant to these injections, because they'd already been fooled by this once. What is that old saying, David, right? Fool me once, shame on me, or shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Listen, man, they weren't going to get fooled again, okay? But everyone began to wake up when they saw what was in the books. They weren't teaching math, writing, and arithmetic. They were teaching hatred. They were teaching emotion. They were teaching, oh, it's all about how you feel, Johnny. Mm-hmm. And now...
Let me expound on that right now.
Yeah, before you please.
Growing up and seeing the black community deteriorate like I've seen it, it's really a travesty of justice. And
now, you look like you're about 35.
I'm 65.
I just thought it was important for folks to know, because they'd be saying, yeah, I know, but Pastor brought him on, a young man, to talk about this stuff. And he is a young man. I'll always be young. I got my last name is Young, so I got the benefit of it. But you at 65, you've been through it.
Well, as a boy growing up on a plantation, I've had an opportunity to see strange fruit. If you don't know what that is, that's a black man hanging from a tree after being lynched between Arkansas and Mississippi. But after coming to the city, what I really noticed as the years went on, black people prospered. But as they continue to gain notoriety and to build families, it seems like the powers that be did not plan for it to go that way. Mm-hmm. And so when they implemented the welfare is an institutional racism where you allow a woman to be paid and have to take care of the children, but you push the father out the home. The father can't be there. So once welfare was instituted and a lot of the blacks who needed it went on it, they made a career out of it. And so thus now you're having the fathers not in the family. And now the boys that are being raised, they're being raised by women and women cannot raise men. So now let's add a little bit more to it. Let's take out all the economics, make sure all the women work, make sure the black men have nothing, no economics, but then let's put the drugs and the gun into the community and tell them, this is how you make money. This is how, even though it's wrong, you can make money like this. You can drive a fancy car. And those sellout black men who bought into this idea and trained a lot of other young black men about the dope game was an injustice to our community. Now, here it is, black men making up 98% of the jails. There's no economics. The schools have went down. Our women are raising our kids, and most of them are turning into homosexuals. Now, you add the school system now. We're teaching our children, white, black, green, on how to be homosexuals. You have no father in the house, so these young men have no mentors or no guidance on what and how to be men. So my ministry started because I was a victim of gun violence. December 7th, 1990, at the height of my career, I was 33 years old. I owned businesses, cars. I had all that stuff. I was a security for the middleweight champion of the world, Michael, second to none. And it was December 7th, 1990. I was home at the restaurant. There was an altercation. My father had a .357. He went to kill another man, and I stepped in the way and took the bullet in my heart. At 33 years old, I died that Friday night. I laid dead all day Saturday, and in the interim, I had my meeting with the Lord. The Lord told me I wouldn't die. I believed that. I held on to that. So when it came for me to die again on the operating table, I challenged God. I said, Lord, you said I wasn't going to die. He said, your faith has made you well. He put me back in my body. I woke up Sunday morning and walked out the hospital totally healed. Mm-hmm. My lung was restored, everything. And so I know that God saved me for this time. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't steal. I'm being a perfect example as a pastor of what God want me to be. And so he sent me out into the streets, the byways, the highways, to become a mentor to the young men. And when I met with them, to teach them and tell them how we love you. We are here to help you. Let us intervene. Put the guns down. Put them down. Yeah. We can talk. The solution is through those who have been through the fire already. These young men heard us. And so what we did May 22nd, myself, David Barksdale, Larry Hoover Sons, and some of the other vice lords, Cool Breeze, brothers off the west side, south side, we did this simultaneously across the country, New York, Baltimore, California, Bloods and Crips, all of them had a march. And we went to the worst community here in Chicago, and we took a casket from Callahan's, pretty white marble casket. We shut the streets down. So the boys that was out there who want to do shooting, we were saying, this is you, as we pushed that casket down the street with 500 people behind us. This is your life. This is where you're going to be if you don't stop. They came out in droves, man, and they walked with us, and they begged us for help. And in turn, after the march, we've been getting jobs. I want to thank my pastor, Bishop Troy Gardner, who we have a different program. We're not just getting money. We're changing lives. We're getting these young men jobs. Since then, we've had two classes. We get them back on track. We teach them social etiquette. They're becoming young men now because they got the rites of passage that they can see other men like myself. They need to see men like Pastor Greg. They need to see men out there that's listening to this show. Take some time, go out and spend it with your children. Get them to understand what it is. They need to see all of us helping them. And that's what they did on May 22nd. They saw us. There was whites, blacks, Hispanics in this march. And we've been converged. They stopped the shooting. And we've been providing solutions, homes, living conditions. We provided job opportunities, getting them back in schools. And that's
this is, and this is about seeing yourself as God sees you. Not color of skin.
But
how he created each one of us, fearfully and wonderfully made, unique, with unique giftings and unique talents and unique abilities. There is no one else on earth, no one else on earth like you.
And
no one else.
You're so right, Pastor Greg, because when we did this, and go ahead.
We got 1 minute, and then we got to go into a break.
Okay, when we did this, we had opposition from pastors who had been in the community getting public safety money for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was called on the carpet by some pastors, and they said, what the hell are you doing? And I was like, what's up? They was like, why are you marching like this? And you didn't tell us. You should have called me and told me that you were going to do this because you make us look bad as if we don't do nothing. And I said, well, first of all, you're not doing nothing. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, and their marches are all about trying to draw attention to themselves and cause dissension and division and address what they call social justice. And what you're doing is addressing social justice.
That's right.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with us. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. I welcome again our audience on TECNTV.com and across the country on our terrestrial signals, and those that will be listening to this also by the podcast that will be up later on this afternoon. We greatly appreciate you. And please, please, please share this. It's so important to share this entire hour. We need your help, though. David and I can talk about this. Those of you who follow me know my own physical situation and the accident that I was in roughly 5 years ago, breaking every single bone in my body, dying 4 times to save my daughter's life in an accident with a truck that we impacted at 55 miles per hour. That testimony has touched a lot of lives around the world, and I'm grateful for that. And it's why God brought me back for such a time as this. And I believe that it's, you know, something that David and I very much share in common is we both have seen the glory. We have seen heaven. We have seen the Lord. I had an opportunity to see the Holy Ghost. I can tell you it is real. And I can also tell you that God has a plan and a purpose for these days. Yes. And it is to encounter him. It is a life-changing encounter with God through Jesus Christ, his son. It is being set free from your old path, your old ways, your old man. Jesus Christ finished the work on the cross. He said it is finished. He's not coming back a second time to finish what he did the first time. He's coming back to bring judgment and to put an end to all of it and to establish a new heaven and a new earth. You don't want to be on the judgment side of that. You don't want to be on the side that is in opposition to the sword and the fire in his eyes when he comes back. You want to be in the Lord's army when he makes his return. That's the army you want to be in. And because God is a loving God, he sent his son Jesus Christ the first time so that you can experience that, so that you can have a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ, so your old man can be crucified on the cross, so that you're no longer banging in the streets, selling the drugs, hooching with the girls. You're not doing that anymore. You don't need that anymore because Christ completes you. Christ completes you.
And
but you help
know,
us.
That's important, and I want people to know this. When I got shot, I had no idea. I was at the top of the world. I mean, everything, money, the women, the sell drugs, doing drugs. I mean, I was getting high. See, but I understand what God did. He had to kill the old David Lowry. He needed my attention. He said, okay, well, you know what? I've been calling you. And I kept saying, not now, Lord. I'll get to you later. And so finally, when he got me to a place where I stood before him, understood. And it didn't take me No AAA steps and all like that. When God gave me an opportunity to come back, everything stopped. The drugging, the partying, everything stopped. And I became a new creature. And that's what I'm telling people today. When you accept Christ in your life, you become a new creature.
Come on.
The old man is dead and the new man take forth. And so this is the same type of process that I tell people who are homosexual. You can come to Christ, but we're no longer under grace. You have to understand that repentance is what's needed. And so to be a son and daughter of God and the Most High, and for Christ to be in your life, you must repent from your sins.
And understand what grace is, David. I think grace is misinterpreted as grace is a license to sin. Paul even goes so far as to say, grace is not a license to sin. That word charis, the most powerful definition that I've ever heard for the word charis, which is the Greek word for grace, is God exerting himself upon the soul of man and turning him.
Repentance.
Turning him, that's the repentance, turning him back to God and then securing him in Christian faith and Christian virtue. What is virtue? Virtue are the good things, the fruits of the Spirit, okay? The good things that we do, that's the virtue. So grace, when Paul says by grace you are saved, he's not talking about by grace is a gateway so you can continue to do all the nonsense that you've been doing and he's just gonna shuck and jive and pat you on the head and say, I'm moving on, it's all good. No, it ain't good. Why would you want a God that can't take away what you know in your heart and in your mind, because the Word of God says, and your soul knows very well. Think about what that means. And your soul knows very well. What he's saying is that it's ingrained in your soul to know the truth. It's ingrained in your soul to know what God expects of you.
He just expects for us to be obedient.
Absolutely, but what father then, expecting obedience, would create us in such a way that we cannot fulfill his expectations? No! He's a loving God. That's why Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, and here's what's cool, I live by the faith of, and this is why I was talking about translation last hour. Translation's so important. Only in the King James does it say this. All the other translations say in. In means it's you trying to do it. Of means it's him doing it in you. Of the faith. Of the Son of God. God gave you the very faith of Jesus Christ so you can do this. Lord, I can't do this. I can't do it. I'm not strong enough. You don't have to be.
The word is this, greater works. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said that after I'm gone, greater works that you should do after I'm gone and I send the Holy Spirit. So if Jesus passed these powers down to us, then as true Christian men and women of God, we can walk on water. We can ask a mountain to move, just having faith, knowing that. And so that's what's happening today. The word of God never changes. Pastors, Ezekiel 34, a lot of them have become irresponsible shepherds. They've changed to meet the ways of the world. And God is saying to them, this is my word, don't change. So we have to live by the word of pastors. We have to go out. We have to do the job that Jesus would do. And Jesus don't need no jet. Jesus don't need these big houses and cars. They've turned God's house into a house of merchandise. You see these guys walking on money like Crespo Dollar. You see all these great pastors with trillions of dollars. Why is the black community still suffering?
Look, absolutely. Like pastors, these ball players that are sucking up salaries that give maybe one tenth of what it is and not even that. I mean, literally, the amount of money that the players in the NFL makes, it's like something like $6 or $7 billion in a year. The amount of money they make.
These guys, you come from the black community. You make your money off the black community. What is wrong with coming back to your community, investing into economics? Not the gym shoes, because see, you're still making money off the gym shoes. Take some of the money and come back to the black community. We should not be. Let me take it one step.
Let's do grocery stores. Let's do hardware stores. Let's build housing. Let's put up actually quality apartments and housing. Technology.
Let's show you how divided the black community is, right? Okay.
30 seconds.
Okay. We have to, as black people, unite. We cannot be separated from the Greeks and this and that, this and that. We have to come together as one unit, and we have to start making change. We have to go in the community and deal with our young people. When we do that and we offer them resources, and then we have to put God back first with us as black folks and white folks. Once we put God back first in this country, then it's going to change.
Amen.
Now God's people are going to see the values of who we're putting in office. And yes, that's what I'm asking God people to do now. Stand up. And don't be afraid.
And next week we'll get into how you impact your community by your leadership. Who yes, you choose to lead you is who you're choosing, and the morals you're choosing is based on the leadership you choose. Back with hour two coming up.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a defense department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.